We wish you a very good evening. It's in the winter here, and wind's blowing, the rain's coming down. Actually, the rain's going sideways here right now. But we're thankful for the Lord's goodness and His wonderful love. Brother Freedom's here, and others, and we're just so thankful for God's wonderful presence. Thank you, Father, for sending your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you were talking to Brother Freedom just only within this hour, telling him some wonderful things. Lord, we just trust you. We thank you for opening your word to us. We thank you for speaking with the power of the Holy Ghost. And we just pray a blessing on the listeners and all of us here too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, I so appreciate you and thank you. And I thank you for what you just spoke to my heart just a little while ago. And you promised me the day and reaffirmed it, lo, you'd be with me always. And Father, I thank you for that special place. And I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. It's so wonderful. But Father, I guess I get so in tune with with the move of your spirit. When I'm not around there, I get like everybody else. It's where your spirit is, there is liberty. And where your not spirit is, I mean, we, us people don't do so very good. I mean, we're not going to have it easy. And I believe this prayer should go out to the world tonight as I'm praying this. It's not easy when you're not walking in the spirit. And you got to really seek God, and you got to really call upon Him. Father, I thank you, Lord, for that, the unction of the Spirit of God is so real. You're so satisfying, and you're so faithful. You're always on time. You're always there. And Father, we thank you for your healing touch. We thank you for all the many wonderful things you've done. We thank you for the privilege of being able to be here tonight. What a privilege, awesome privilege, Lord, to serve you this day. Lord, I'm nothing. I've realized that it's only by your power that you're knowing that you're even here tonight. And I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your power. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray that you'd anoint this word tonight. I pray that you'd anoint the words that I speak in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to go to the 51st chapter of Psalms, which is an old familiar part. It's about David. He was repenting to God. And I'm going to read part of it because it's so special. It says, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitudes of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. Who can see that? There's nobody can blot those out but Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You know, it was even David, I don't think, understood exactly until Jesus came and did that real wash through his blood. He took these past sins, even from the time, from the beginning. He brought all everything up to date. You know, it's just like you got to check an account, and Jesus always keeps your account up to date. Without Him, your account sort of goes down, and pretty soon you're without funds. And when you're out funds, you lose the way, you lose your strength, you lose your vitality, you lose your love, you lose your dedication, you lose your calling. And I really truly believe the only way that you can really keep it and save it and is through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I feel it's a special gift from heaven. It's given to us that we might make it through these last hours. He says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. You know, the Bible says, whatsoever man is faith is sin. You think, you know about that? That's pretty deep, isn't it? Pretty deep. So there's times when my faith wavers. Don't look good. But you know, the Bible says, he that's this is for all of you out there, all the world. He that saveth souls is wise, and he hides a multitude of sins. So if you've been in the ministry of getting souls saved, you've got a pretty good bank account, even though you've done some payment. It's one way to wash. It's therefore we're justified by faith also. Therefore, be justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the justification of God's faith is something that removes the iniquity. It removes what we can't really do. Well, that thing that we wish we couldn't do, we ended up doing it. Just like I can see exactly, these modernists don't preach it right, but I can see exactly what Paul was talking about. The things I would do, I don't do the way that I want to do. I'm not going to do. It's just backwards. So we need the Spirit of God and His help continually. And I'm persuaded that all of us can come into perfection. But coming into perfection is only that your sins are in God's bank account. They're covering you. No bad checks. Glory to God. It's only His great love. But if you've got great faith, Abraham was justified by his faith. It goes down the 11th chapter of Hebrews. These were patriarchs, men and women of God, that were justified by having faith in the living God. Now, they did some dumb things. Abraham even goes out, and Sarah was going to be some king or someone like that, one, and Abraham wouldn't speak up. That was his wife. This person says, well, why didn't you tell me that it was your wife? So we all have problems. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But that still doesn't give us a license to just plain sin. Even though it's there, it's like your broom in your house. You got the broom there to keep the floor sweep, but you got to keep it there continually because it's got to be swept out. Well, if you don't keep it swept out, it becomes dirty. That's where we are with our lives. We got to keep seeking God. The Bible says in Jeremiah, says, if you shall surely search for me, you shall surely find me. Searching is desperately looking for something. A search, I mean, you cover every little inch, you cover everything. You're desperately investigating what's before you. And that's what we need to be. We desperately seek God. You know, I'm persuaded that none of us are going to go very far with the Lord until we really seek Him. That's part, I mean, you're going to get saved. But I mean, having that extra touch, you've got to seek God for it. You're saved when you accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, and you keep everything up to order, you're saved. But you just can't go out and willfully sin continually and continually. He wants you to sort of make some amends. We do sin, but therefore being justified by faith, our sins are covered. And you hide souls, save souls, hide it. Hides, when you hide something, you put it away. A multitude of sins. Isn't that powerful? Glory. When you spend time in serving God and getting souls saved, even if you just give an offering, you're going to be part of it. He's going to give you that, your portion. And that's part that we can all invest ourselves in, is getting people saved, but then we also need to keep them stay saved. I truly believe it. I think that's what God's called me for, more in that department. Although I have seen, I know, about 300 or 400 people saved, especially in prison ministries. Lots of people. But that's still nothing to boast about. There's nothing that I can boast to think about. It says, my righteousness is filthy rags as I stand before the Lord. You know, I've been here lately, I've been seeing how awesome that God is. It almost scares me. He's so powerfully, he's so wonderful. When he comes down and loves you through it all, then you just say, Lord, you're just special. How he loves us, how he comes back and, that's what I prayed. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, the Lord. You're touching this old man tonight, and the glory of God's here. It's real. I feel the glory. Feel that latter rain that's coming down through the, oh, not the rain on the outside, the rain on the inside. Showers of blessings are coming in here. Oh, hallelujah. Proceeding through the old man that was going so dry, so needs that new fountain of life like water does to grass when it gets where it's dry. That's what's happening in my heart right now. Lord, just coming down and giving me an unction of the Spirit of God. It's so blessed. So wonderful, so mandatory. It's, I was going to say mandatory, but it's mandatory that I might not fall back on my own old self. See, we actually, I don't care who you are, if you're a pastor, if you're the greatest thing that you, maybe you think you got all the gifts in the world, but unless you keep maintaining, you're going to fall back. It takes the maintaining. It takes seeking God. You sit there and just don't do nothing, and the Lord says, well, you know, you're pretty... You're not going to make it by yourself. Very simple. But you make it with Him real easy. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. It says, I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor things present neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We got to keep those little choice promises in our hearts. It's what keeps us when everything's sort of getting dull, when everything gets dry, and when everything gets, you know, maybe you're a little bit questionable, and all these things, then you get, oh, glory, glory, God, come down, retouch. That's what revivals were about. The old revivals, what it was, it got us back into harness again, once again, into that love, that first love. And we went long, and it seemed like a couple months, we'd all get back, slide down our own ladder, and that's natural, because we're human. But I know the secret, we got to just keep seeking God. We got to search for Him. Diligently search for Him. We got to call upon Him. He'll answer us, and He'll show us great and mighty things that we know not. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. You see, sometimes our sins and our transgressions causes us to, it's something that pulls us away. Our sin separates us from the love of God. And it does because there's a carnal nature within us. We got saved, start moving on our nature. As what nature, it changes as we grow. See, a new Christian, God don't expect as much of them. And He gives us all time to grow. But we're supposed to be headed toward Him. So I will lift my eyes to the hills, whence comes my help. For my help comes from the Lord. So I will lift my eyes to higher things. I'll lift my eyes to greater things. And I'll not put them upon the things of this world. It says, love not the world, neither the things of the world. Any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And what it's talking about right there is our eyes getting set off of the Lord back onto earthly things. That's all it's talking about. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. God will bless us if we watch Him. The 121st Psalm says, I will lift my eyes to the hills whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee, neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. He that keepeth Israel, neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. See, God doesn't take vacations. He doesn't take holidays. He's always there. He's always on with us. It's awesome because we all get tired. We get fretful. We get a little bit upset sometimes. We get a little bit, maybe, dingy look on us. Hopefully that don't last very long. We get that John 3:16 soap on us and we start scrubbing us and pretty soon come back and that dinginess is gone. But that's God's love through Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If we can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, all things are possible to those who believe. I truly believe in once saved, always saved to one degree. I believe it's where we should be all the time. It should be mandatory. It should be. But it does not say that if we get out here and just deliberately sin, that God's always with us. There's two different ballparks here. God's trying to get us saved, and we're trying to claim something that's not speaking in the Word. God's here to help us. Behold, I have shapen me in iniquity, and the sin did my mother's conceive me. You know, when we came to this world, we came in as a sinner. Because our parents were sinners. But see, that's the thing about it. If your parents become saved, and truly saved, you're sanctified by the Word of God according to your parents. And I really don't know. It's something I don't know. But I know it says positively that you're covered, your parents cover you. I don't know about other people. That's not my department. But I do know that you're safe the other way. There's plenty of safety in the Lord. Plunge me with the hyssop, and thou shalt be clean. And I shall be clean. Wash me, and thou shalt be whiter than snow. You know, I really truly believe I'm probably the dirtiest person ever was. Because my whole life I lived in dirt and grease. So, that's why people said I didn't make a good preacher, Pastor, because I didn't have the right ingredients. But I did know how to wash. I took a bath every night of my life. I took a bath. I got clean. But that's how you do it. That's how we do it being saved. We got to take washing. I believe if you're saved, you need to keep washing too. Because there's something come your way and something got in your mind just today. You don't need it no longer. You can just give it to the Lord and just say, hey, I don't want that no longer. You start walking on, you're justified. But you know what happens? We hang on to those things. Our minds are sort of, this mind is sort of, it's very brilliant. Because we mirror details back way, way back. Like last night, I remember a lady gave me a phone number. And it's 3-953-4625. And I just learned that since last night. See, that's, the mind is that special. But the mind is powerfully and wonderfully made. And we're all the recipients of that gift that God's given us. That we've got a mind that's going to be so in tune with Him. And something ought to drop a bomb on you right now. That's what's going to be so terrible in hell. The mind. Why didn't I change? Why didn't I want to receive that wonderful atonement for my sin? Why didn't I grasp it? I'm living now for a wasted life. A life without no, it's forever sealed, doomed. And what I'm saying is real scary because this is where everybody's at. We're all there unless we receive that special atonement for our sins. That special pardon that only Jesus can erase. Oh, come and see the glory of God that God give to us, that His glory might be upon us, that we might receive that adoption. Oh, hallelujah, that we might be eternally secure in Him. And you are eternally secure as long as you stay in Him. You are. But you climb out of the boat. That's what we do. We get out of the boat and the Lord says, hey, there's safety in here. Please don't leave. We say, oh, I can get out. I'm off. No, you got to get stay inside the boat. And I believe that's what this all is about. We've got to stay in God's covering. It says, no evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh thy dwelling. On thine eyes shall I behold see the ward of the wicked. And he'll give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they'll bear thee up with their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against a stone. That's the Almighty God. That's to the believers. That's to those that are saved. That's those who are made restitution of life. They have that claim. God will even send the angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Lest thee even bear thy foot against a stone. No evil shall fall thee. Just think about that. No evil shall fall thee. No plague. No sickness come nigh thy dwelling. You can claim that. No sickness come nigh thy dwelling. On thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Oh, David wasn't going to let go of this. And we need to hang on to it. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Oh, the glory of God. The renewing. And the Bible speaks out that renewing constantly. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He will renew us. He will renew our minds. He will renew us with His power. He washes us. He cleanses us. Cast me not away from thy presence. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know. To me, eternity would be terrible if just separated from God. If there was nothing, it would just be the fact that I could have been with the one that made me, the one that loved me, the one that made me created in His image. And I'm a person, fresh, you're a special person. We're all special because He wants to save each one of us. He doesn't want the enemy sin comes in and ruins some of the subjects. The enemy comes down, gets this one, this one, this one. But God didn't wish that. We have all the same right to heaven. It's the same guarantee. We have to choose. Israel was told many times, choose you this day who we will serve. Joshua said, for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord. That's what we should be. As far as me and my, as much as I can help, I'm going to serve the Lord. So we've got to make those continually decisions constantly, because we're at a, like crossroads every day of our life. And every day of our life has been written up. Well, brother went down here and he missed on this road. So he sort of got off the ditch and he missed on this road. Hopefully this is not, it's not true. But hopefully it's like right on that way, because the Spirit leads you. Therefore, be justified by faith. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ your Lord. You know, you can be Spirit-filled and lose your faith, and I'm questioning your walk. It's a lot to what this word declares. There's so many, there's facets of it. It's like a D8 caterpillar. I couldn't tell you which is the most important part of it, because they're all hooked together, from the fuel tank to the down to the radiator cap. And that's what we are. We're all special. And this Bible sort of illuminates and brings out to our minds the things that we can be growth, take the growth on it. See, we're all the time, we're sort of growing into the, hopefully into a direction. See, God's bending us. But before we were saved, we're sort of bent headstrong into the ways of the world. So God has to bend us as we shape us. We get bent where we stay there. We're not going to spring back. But sometimes we're not where we should be. First time the strings are tight, we go back to the other thing. That's probably the number one cause. We've never really gotten really grounded in the Lord in these areas. Because we're lust like that. We're been held over. And while we're held over, we're doing what's right. But as soon as the restraint is left off, and that takes place, you know, see, we got to serve the Lord, whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning. God expects us all the time. We're not just Seventh-day Christian, a couple hours a week. We're 24 hours a day walking with the Lord. I truly believe that's what God called me about when he called me, because so many people are in a certain time frame. But God says, all the way my Savior leads me, all the way God will call us. The Spirit of God is the ingredients within us that keeps us alive under the Heavenly Father. I believe it. Jesus, I was reading it today in John, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen me and yet believed. You know, none of us have seen the same as the disciples did. But God's saying, he's saying right there, blessed are they that have not seen me. God's got a special reward for us, because we're taking it through faith. Everything you do from God, you're taking through faith. You believe, and that's the censure. That's actually your faith. That is your faith. And great doctrines is because how you believe. You believe totally in God. You believe totally in Him. You believe all of these extras in Him, and with Him, and for Him, and by Him, and through Him, that you've come to a place that you're walking not by the sight of men, but you're walking through the input of God's Holy Spirit upon you, that you might receive that gift of promise that will keep you to the day that God shouts through the clouds of glory, and you go up through Jesus, between Him in the air, and so it reveals the Lord. We need that. Presence of God is so real, because blessed are they that have not seen me and yet believe. Can you truly believe out there tonight? I truly believe. It's hard to believe sometimes. It's hard. We think we're in some kind of a situation. But God wants us to truly believe in Him this night. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be filled. God's here to touch you. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be healed. God's here to strengthen you. That word tonight, God just put this in here. Blessed are they that have not seen, but yet believe. They believe. We got where that puts us in that area. Thomas seen. Disciples seen. But we're doing it by faith. We're doing it by faith. And therefore, be justified by that faith, you're sealed in the day of redemption. For that sealing of the word. Jesus sealed us of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Word is so powerful. But through the blood of Jesus, that God give us his, the sacrifice of his Son. God give us the way that we might escape the cares of this world and come to a place that's very difficult many times to stand up as we should. But the Bible says in Ephesians 5, having done all to stand fast. We need to stand in the Lord, being strong, Lord, in the power of God, put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, for against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, having to bring the loins girded about with truth, take the shield of faith, that you may be able to quench the fire of the arts of wicked. Wicked, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word, praying always in the prayer and supplication in the Spirit. God wants to pray that we might receive atonement that with the joy that we might, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God. I feel the glory of God. If out there tonight, if you need to have a problem, look, call to Jesus. God will heal you this night. God will save you. God will help you. Just remember, you wasn't there when Thomas was, but God's going to let you believe faith in God. God, therefore, justified by faith. You're going to have a reward in heaven. You're going to have a home in heaven. You're going to have a visitation with God's Spirit. You can have a visitation of God's Spirit while you're here, that it'll encourage you to go with you to there. It's not a drab walk with God. I guarantee you it's a mighty walk. Till I got sort of messed up with that stroke, I mean, it was fun. And it's sort of still a little fun, but I'm not quite so, God took my wings. I can't even get out of the barnyard no more. I just round the chicken yard. I just peck. But that's the way it is. But God still wants to use me in that second stage. Oh, come and see. God will, and when we decrease, remember this, when you decrease, God will increase you. See, all of us we're like Gideon. We have too much, and we think we're Superman. God says, hey, you're not Superman. You need me. Glory! Well, there's a lot of Superman there out here, but God is makes you super in him. And then you don't tell nobody about it then. You know, humility, I'm going to close. Humility is the greatest gift that we can have. Humble yourself. Be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. So let's think about it. He resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself there in the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober! Be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around in the roaring lion, seeking whom you guys may devour, who resist steadfast in faith, knowing the same afflictions which are accomplished in the brethren in the world. Hallelujah! Boy, I feel something tonight. Boy, it's been a couple of weeks of this glory. Oh, glory to God. God's real. Oh, come, I see a little glory to God. Glory to God. I say that I am here this night, said the Spirit of God. I'm here to pour out my gifts to my people. My people, I see my people wandering in the desert. They need me. They need the gifts of my Spirit. They need to walk by my power, my anointing. If I'll help thee, I'll shelter thee, call to me, seek me, and you shall surely find me. Listen to these words, for they shall bring life to you. Call, seek me. These words will mean life to thy Spirit, says the Spirit of God. I've heard that you might receive greater power, greater understanding. You might receive that joy of the Lord, which is your strength. And I might give you that peace forevermore. Come to me, ye that are weary and well-doing, and I'll bless you. Call upon me, and I will save thee. Call upon me, and I'll heal thee. Call on me, and I'll bless thee in a mighty way. Oh, in Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the blessing. Bless your people this night in a mighty way. We pray that you touch them. Educate them, uplift them as only you can. We thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen, amen. And I wouldn't have missed this service tonight for nothing. I mean, no storm, no nothing. Hallelujah! It's great! Oh, I'm sad. I was pretty sad until I come here.